So, yeah, if people want to grab this, it's called Papyrus of Annie, A-N-I, Book of the Dead. And it has the actual words of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And
well, a version of those words, but a pretty good one.
Yeah, and it's like the hieroglyphics or pictograms of the Egyptians.
Oh, pictogram. I like that. I like pictograms. That's a good word. That's nice.
Right.
I like that.
And the archaeologists and linguists, as far as I can tell, they took all these hieroglyphs and pictograms and created a dictionary of them, and then eventually they were able to translate Egyptian hieroglyphs. And supposedly this is a translation of hieroglyphs, so who knows what got lost in the translation, and that's why we're talking to Ion about it, so we can find out what they missed. Correct, Ion?
Do.
Okay. So Bob stepped into the kitchen, and I'll try not to be distracted.
Muted himself.
Yeah.
Try
not to make too much noise, Bob, while you're...
That's quiet. Wash them hands! Wash them hands!
Quietly. Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, hymn to Osiris, Un-Nefer. So right away,
Un-Nefer.
I don't
Un-Nefer.
Know... Oh,
it's Un-Nefer.
Because it's Un-Nefer. And
yeah,
what is
but
it?
They don't know how to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the access, the God. They divide the gods in like kingdoms. So
uh-huh.
You have Osiris, which obviously is a god. But Un-Nefer is the one that's in Abtu. We'll show you how it breaks down because they do these different hymns to the different ones. But when we actually get to the Book of the Dead, which you're not to it yet, when we actually start the Book of the Dead, it'll apply because it tells you how to interact with these people.
Hmm. Now, what are we doing now if we're not in the Book of the Dead?
Oh, these are just the hymns to the major and minor gods, sorting out who they are and what they do.
Huh.
It starts here in a minute. Because the Book of the Dead is supposed to tell you how to operate and how to stop blood and start blood, move things and bless people and bless people out. It's always better to be blessed than blessed out, isn't it, Carolyn?
Yeah, blessed out. Don't be blessed out.
True.
Okay, so, and once again, who or what is Un-Nefer?
Oh, as the god Osiris that lives in Abtu.
Huh. So Un-Nefer is another name for Osiris.
No, it's another version. It's Osiris from that different realm or land. It's kind of like Elizabeth's, which Elizabeth is it? There's about 100 of them. It tells which Elizabeth it is. Un-Nefer would be Elizabeth II.
Okay. So.
It's another one from Nuts.
Another one from Nuts. Is Nut a different realm?
No, remember Mama Nut? We went through that, remember?
No, I guess not.
Yes, last week we were talking about Mama Nut.
Yeah.
Mama Nut. This is another one of those bitch babies of Nut Mama Nut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
A hymn of praise to Osiris Un-Nefer. So, yeah, they put it together there. Comma. The great god who dwelleth in Abtu, A-B-T-U. Mm-hmm. Is Abtu another realm?
Yes. Where he's from.
Where he's from. Continuing, the king of eternity, the Lord of everlastingness, and those are not capitalized.
Right.
Who traverseth millions of years in his existence. Now that's amazing. So they're dragging time into it.
This was a little Well, they're trying to mark what time is, and that's a misnomer because the Egyptians never did that except for the scores of the order. And now we have more pharaohs than there was time for there to be pharaohs. So that's why you start this millions of years in existence is a bit of a misnomer. It's not quite like that. It's like spans of eons. If we say like that, then that's not really like time. But an eon is a time, you see? Mm-hmm. So it's just a break-in of the damn Gutenberg problem. But we'll leave it as the words flow. It is interesting
right.
that it would be cast as millions of years.
Right. Is it like that TV guy, Bob will remember the name of the guy who talked about billions and billions of stars?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sagan, Carl Sagan, Bob yelled out. So it's
Carl
just,
Sagan,
an embellishment.
Yes.
Embellishment. Okay.
It is.
Continuing. Thou art the eldest son of the womb of Nut. So there's Mother Nut. Thou wast begotten by Keb, K-E-B, the Arpat. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
it's implying that Mother Nut cohabited
got
with
around.
Keb. She got around, right.
She got around,
so
yes.
Who's
yeah.
Keb the Arpat?
That was just the dad. He was the baby daddy.
Baby daddy, yeah. Okay. And continuing, thou art the Lord of the Ert crown. You are Ert he. And so what's Ert?
Well, no, see, he wasn't the husband of Nut. He was the Lord of Ert crown.
Mm-hmm.
Which they let go by.
He had a more of a designation than just being the husband of Nut.
Yes, but he wasn't a baby daddy, but he was the father. There you go. You'll get it here in just a minute.
Okay.
Well, it's like stepdaddy. He'd be the stepdaddy. Or a bastard baby. It would be the king's bastard heir, you know. Charles had several of those, didn't he?
So who's the heir? Horus?
No. Ert crown is the king, or the wife of Nut, but begotten of Keb, the Ephrat, is who the baby daddy of Osiris and Nefer is. That's the different realm part that we were talking about. He was a stepchild or a bastard child.
Who, Osiris was?
Yeah.
And you said wife of Nut. That's a male, is a female.
Ert crown is the Nut, is the husband of Nut. But Osiris and Nefer was... Yeah. Thou art the Lord of the Ert crown.
Right. And he's the stepdaddy of Osiris.
Well,
you know,
I was saying no.
Bastard it's, father.
No Horus in this equation.
Not yet. You ain't got Horus yet.
Okay. So Osiris is a stepkid in another realm.
A bastard baby of Nut.
In another realm? That's your point?
Now, from Act 2.
From Act 2.
ABTU, Act 2.
Act 2. Is this important? It seems rather convoluted.
No,
but it's other realms.
No.
Somebody, they're acknowledging someone having more than one self.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
And we want to place it like from the upper region. You see, we don't want to make it as a delineation exactly, but go ahead.
You mean the other self is from is the upper regions of a self?
Well, we're saying it's the only self Osiris on Nefer is the only one it is. It's just not from where Nut is. She was a knockabout, and her daddy was a traveling salesman.
So the Osiris of Nut is not worth remembering?
Yes. Going to become very important later. This is a hymn to him. So let's
so is the Osiris of the upper realms, that's like Ophanel in relation to me?
You're older, but you're going to get to the white crown soon. And that'll help you.
Yeah, but I'm saying Ophanel in relation to Bob Nefer. It is the Ophanel's from the upper regions like this Osiris is?
Yeah. Well, no, you don't do regions. You don't do regions. You're a whole different thing. You're
all
the
right,
guy.
You.
You're,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
You're the, you're,
I'm
yeah.
the environment.
You, yeah,
it
you're the Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, the bacteria. I'm the bacteria.
He had to wash his hands. He had to wash his hands.
We got, you know, 5 minutes out of it. Okay, continuing. Thou art he whose white crown is lofty. Are we talking about Earth here, Earth crown?
No, yes. Yes, the reference. Yeah, he's in charge.
Because the crown is lofty. Thou art the king, Ati, A-A-T-I, of God, small g, and men, small m.
Mm-hmm.
So the king of the little men. Thou hast gained possession of the scepter of rule and the whip and the rank and dignity of thy divine fathers, no capitals. Thy
you
heart
see how those, he basically, he's borrowed into this thing and he's got some, a little money check and he's got a little something, something going on and that's what's happening. No problem. That's just what's taking place.
So now we'll get to some contrast probably. Just
likely.
Exciting. Continuing.
But notice now, he's got the scepter. Remember, he's got the scepter. If you can see the queen with her scepter and her orb and her snaggle-tooth fur with the talons and the fur, you know, the fancy sable stuff, all the regalia, the full regalia, that's what this is making reference to. With the whip and all the details.
Yeah, the accoutrements of
accoutrement,
power and authority.
A deity.
Yeah. Okay. Is that Earth's heart or the little man? The heart.
No, is making reference of the difference between the two kingdoms. That's the live part and the dead part. You'll see in just a minute.
Yeah. Okay. Continuing. O thou who art in the kingdom of the dead, all no caps. Okay. O thou who art in the kingdom of the dead, thy son Horus is firmly placed on thy throne. Thou hast ascended.
See, now, wait. That's the division. Now, Bob Horus is in the house. Now, what this makes reference to of another realm, the dead, the realm of the dead, Horus is in charge. So you've got all these kings who think they run around with the regalia and the tip-tap-top, we don't have to give a dog a bone. Fine. That's fine. That's not the issue. What is the issue is that now you're going to take it to Horus's house. And when you take it to Horus's house, now he's firmly in the throne. On the throne. Good.
But it's the throne of the dead. So how
correct.
Great
still another realm. Just an well, it depends. See, now we're negotiating. See? We don't know that. We haven't developed that yet. But it's just a different realm. That's why we made a big to-do about different region. If we could say dead is a region, okay, then you could go, as opposed to the mountains or the valley or the midlands. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. another region, yeah. Got it. Continuing, thou hast ascended thy throne as the Lord of Titu and as the Hek, H-E-Q, who dwelleth in Abydos.
Abydos.
So, thou hast ascended thy throne as a Lord, not as a God.
Yeah, as, see the difference?
So you're ascended there, and thou makest, continuing, thou makest the two lands. So, those are the two realms right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thou makest the two lands to flourish through truth-speaking. Now, this is the first capital, the T, truth-speaking.
Mm-hmm.
In the presence of him who is the Lord, capital L, to the uttermost limit, both capitals. So is this Lord equivalent to a God as a capital L?
No, but he's not a God, but he's a capital Lord. So,
yeah.
So you would, if you were using that, if we use those words, it's like, oh, okay, he's ascending. Okay.
Yeah,
he's on his power. He's becoming. Yeah. He's not a God, but he's doing real good. Yeah, got it.
Lord Bob.
And it's kind of a glib. It's kind of a glib way to lay it out. But we have to be soft because we don't want to give away the pitch of the story, too, you know.
Got it. Continuing, thou drawest on that which hath not yet come into being in thy name of, quote, Taher Stanef.
Stanef. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thou governest the two lands, capital T, capital A, by Maat, M-A-A-T, in thy name of Seker. Thy power is widespread. Thou art he whom the fear is great in thy name of Usar or Ashar.
Asher.
Thy existence endureth for an infinite number of double henty periods. In thy name of Unifer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, like you say, just discussing the Lord ascending, becoming, and what, and how you, he who is ascending, is putting fear in little man, because the word fear is there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. There's always got to be fear. What's going on with that?
That's all they respond to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes little man, Carol.
Yes. Got it. I put Bob's words down. They're very important, Bob's words. Continuing.
You're typing while doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Typing notes?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It helps me think.
It's amazing, Ion. Carolyn, it's very good to have her reading this. And she will go through and evoke notes and meanings and then won't remember it. I'm not even reading along. I'm not paying attention, but I'll do the thinking about it based on the hearsay I absentmindedly pick
and
up.
And it's good. It's good because you absentmindedly apply.
Yeah, we're such a team. Continuing, homage to thee, King of Kings, two capital K's, and Lord of Lords, two capital L's, and Prince of Princes, two capital P's. Thou hast ruled the two lands, capitals, from the womb of the goddess Nut. Thou hast governed the lands of Akert. Thy members are of silver gold, thy head is of lapis lazuli, and the crown of thy head is of turquoise.
Lapis lazuli. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the blue stuff with the gold in it, lapis lazuli.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, nice. Thou art A-N of millions of years. Now, I don't know what the, thou art A-N, what does A-N stand for?
And, the A-N, it's what they get the Ankh from, the A-N, and.
Okay.
It's a riff off of that. So who do they say I am? They ask me, say I am, that would be on. Like that.
All right. Continuing. Thy body is all pervading. Oh, beautiful face, capital B, capital F, in Tashurur. Say that again, Tashurstert. Is that the same one? No, this is another one. Darn.
It's a different one. Right.
Yeah.
Tashurset.
So who's Tashurset compared to the Tashurstenef?
This is the underworld connector. Because you see, they roam from realm to realm. Like, they roam from realm to realm like it's just going from to North Carolina or Alaska or here or there. But then that's it. It's about realms and realms as it applies.
Nice. Continuing, grant thou to me glory in heaven and power on earth and truth speaking, no capitals, in the divine underworld, capitals. So they're implying there's some ascending power in the underworld, Ion.
You better know it. That's where the tech body came from. That's where the dead Bob came from. That's where the dark soul lived. You don't live there no more.
Wow.
Now, hey, we're Bob. Making words. We're making words and connections here, but they don't matter because as long as you're ascending, it becomes a non sequitur. But if you need, if you're not going to ascend, you better learn this really closely because, there's a quiz. There's a quiz later.
And the quiz starts with, well, you know, what are you doing if you're not ascending?
Correct.
What do you think you're doing? Okay. Any questions here, Bob? Because it came out that the tech body comes from the underworld.
And the next sentence, in the power to sail down the river to Titu in the form of a living Ba soul, is Ba soul me? Is that the dark soul?
A reference of it, yeah.
Okay, but you haven't got there, right, Carol? You're still doing divine underworld.
Yeah, but that's the next sentence. Continuing, and the power to sail down the river to Titu in the form of a living Ba soul. And the power to sail up the river to Abydos in the form of a Bennu bird, and the power to pass in through and to pass out from, without obstruction, the doors of the lords of the Tuat.
Stop. Hold on one second. That's pretty key because it's important because this is talking about moving from realm to realm and world to world and what's going on. This is that point. This is what we've been talking about all along. Well, why are you talking about going to another world? I can't live in this world. I don't even know how the world works, and I'm supposed to have another world, and then I got to learn them damned OA movements and the AOOA something movements to get home when I've had too much to drink, too many tequila sunrises, and I can't get on and hitting them Alabama slammers, and I'm back out of another world into another world, and I got to watch Fringe to see if I can find out what Walter was trying to figure out. He lost his son in the whole mess, and that damn bitch running Global Dynamics, she knew everything. She knew everything. Then it turned around, I got to know these different positions to figure out all this stuff now. Did they even lay out here in ancient Egypt? Yeah, pretty much like that. Go ahead.
So, Ian, these landscapes, different realms, it was quite different, the material physical world back then.
No, see, that's the rub. It's exactly now as it was exactly then.
And yet the people can go from world to world. They go from world to world.
The last time you went to Europe, and the next time you go to Europe, if there's a Europe left, was different than the time before. Now, you say you've never been anywhere, but if you had been somewhere, then the last time would be different than the time before. It's almost a different country. They say, this is a different world. I don't know this. It's like change. It's for shit. It's like what California used to be. Now you don't even want to drive by it.
So, well, and it's also much the same. So this is not like some animated Disney fluid landscapes. This is normal landscape.
So far.
It's not as fluid as you make it sound.
It can be, but if it's not, then it's not at all. It becomes more rigid. We can't even say it,
rigid.
Bob. We can't even say it. Yeah, we can't even say it, so we're not going to engage it. Yeah, we ain't going to say it.
Look, fluidity.
Back,
focus.
Yes.
Bob said, so it was quite different back then, Ion. And Ion said, no, it's exactly the same. And then you talk about Europe being different time to time. What is exactly the same, Ion?
Shifts in space are the same then as they are now.
But the technological clothing is different.
I don't know that. Don't know that. They flew into ancient Egypt, and they fly into ancient Egypt now.
Yeah, but you said if I went to Europe,
flies,
it'd be different.
Carolyn flies, and she'll fly over, and she'll see the things she's done many times now. She can fly over, and all of a sudden she sees something that she's never seen before. And she's done it many times.
Okay.
Okay.
That's normal change to me. That's not
good. But not to everybody.
Right. But what is the same is the shifts and spaces, you said. So the shifts from realm to realm and the spaces between molecules.
Would the spaces be trees and water and rivers and fields?
No. It's like when Carolyn came home and she went through the wrong gate and she like not have made it home at all.
Right.
The home she made it to had to be reconnected to yours so you could find her. It ain't that big an airport, Bob.
Yeah, but she was in the airport. It was the same place. We just couldn't connect. But
that's the point. No, it wasn't we just couldn't connect. She didn't come through the fifth gate like she's supposed to. So
yeah,
it had to be
it was the same place. It's always the same airport.
Okay. That's exactly what we're saying. It's the same, but yet it's not. That's right. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's now. And that's the way it was then and what they're describing then as well. So good.
Right. Okay. Good. Continuing.
Oh, well, we weren't supposed to talk about that, we guess, but we did anyway. So blame it on Bob.
Continuing, let there be given unto me bread cakes in the house of refreshing.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
and we just
shit.
Got,
bread
cakes. We just got our bread today. Thank you, J.W.
Thank God, because it's supposed to be there on penalty of death on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
There was a note to Jimmy, so we'll have to ask Jimmy on Monday if he noticed it.
Yeah.
Hey, he better get right. If we find out he's messing it up, we put the low jack on it. Don't worry. We
but
know how many
funny.
Crumbs was there.
Yeah, this is funny, guys, because it's bread cakes. And it's like the bread is cakey. There's a cakiness to it.
Dude.
Not crumbly.
We wish the same for you.
Let there be given unto me bread cakes in the house of refreshing. H and R are capitalized, so this is ascending bread.
And house of refreshing would be the living water?
It would be. Now, and look at the sepulchral from the sepulcher offerings, you see?
That's like the Ark of the Covenant, Carol. That's the coffin stuff.
Sorta.
Yeah.
But it's before the Jews, the Hebrews, before them.
You leave the damn juice out of it, Bob.
Yes, but the sepulchral offerings, that's not where the bread is, like in the Ark of the Covenant.
No, it's not, but it's represented there. There's also bread of life here in this kingdom, and there's people who haven't ascended yet either. What if we said this is heaven on earth? Oh, wait, we have. But what if we said this is also hell? Oh, y'all created. Right. What if you're in this living hell right here? Then what if sin is just a heaven, just a sin away? Remember the Kindles?
Yeah,
the Kindles.
The Kindles. Yeah. So the sepulchral offerings are for the little people, Carol. They're not capitalized. The cakes and ale.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
going
correct.
Back.
Now the ale refers to your mind, body, spirit too.
We haven't even said those words yet. Hang on.
We get ahead of ourselves.
I know, but Bob,
we're starting to go at Bob speed.
Bad influence here.
Bob speed.
Oh,
At the speed of
we had God smack, now we have Bob speed. So good.
Okay,
God smack was the song I played, Carol.
Continuing.
I played Real Line by God smack.
Let there be given unto me bread cakes in the house of refreshing and sepulchral offerings of cakes and ale and
propitiatory.
Wow, offerings.
Yeah.
In Anu and a permanent home.
Hey, isn't that the stuff that takes you? Isn't that the stuff that takes the hair off of you?
And a permanent homestead in Sekhet Aru with wheat and barley. Well, we get the barley with the RNA reset. With wheat and barley therein to the double, capital D, of the Osiris, the scribe, Ani. So it's talking about the two Osirises right there. Boom.
Right.
Yeah.
And a permanent homestead. That's the permanent homestead. The pictures JW's trying to get to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are. And those apply. And that goes right back to Zappa. Talking about what the tech body is and how that connects, and that's what
I didn't finish the description.
Well, later, Bob. Do not interfere.
I can't. No.
Can we have to
continuing?
Oh, jeez.
Well, what it is?
Sorry, we didn't complete the description.
Mute yourself, Bob. Go back in the kitchen.
It was a hexatic moment. It should be pizza night, but there's travel, so you may not have
it. Oh, yeah, we did pizza, but I think Bob's going in after the bread.
I think I figured this out, Carolyn.
This
is the Downton Abbey, and Carolyn tells me to go back into the basement because I'm just one of the butlers, and Carolyn's that snotty princess who runs the household, the daughter.
You're a footman. You're a footman.
Yeah.
You're a footman. You're a footman.
Right.
You just run back. You're not even the butler. You're not Mr. The butler runs this shit. No, you're a footman. Don't be stupid.
Right. And this is the life Carol had when she hadn't met me. She's this snooty aristocrat. You know what I mean? You ever see the show, Carol?
Yeah.
You know, the main girl with the black hair, who's the main best daughter, the smart daughter. She runs everything as much as possible, but she has lousy love life. That's you if you hadn't met me, Carol.
But she keeps killing her husband.
See? Okay, so this is the way Carol acts when she reads this.
Are you the footman who shot his hand off so he wouldn't have to go to war?
I forgot about that.
No, he's the gay... He was the gay one. He's the gay one who took the shots trying to pray the gay away, and then he couldn't pray the gay away, and then he became the butler when the other butler got the shakes.
Oh, okay.
He got the policy.
Oh, yeah, the gay guy. Yes, the mean butler.
Mm.
Is that what you mean? That conniving, sneaky butler is trying to undermine everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, now we go to the next section. So we're finished with one section. And this looks to be the actual book, the chapters of coming forth by...
Oh, no, thank God. Okay, now we get started. Okay, everybody, here it begins. Now we're getting going. Coming forth by day. There we go. The book of the dead. Excellent.
Yep.
Right, so that, you know, Tariq was saying, no, Bob, it's not the Egyptian book of the dead, it's the coming of forth by day, but that's only a subplot of the book. You know, you're leaving out the hymns.
Yeah.
The book of the dead is they describe night and day as dead and alive. Mm. Sort of.
Okay.
Where you'll see, it's a play. It's a little bit of a play. Now, it's the same thing that Walter was trying to figure out. Both Walters and friends were trying to figure out. Now, that laid out a pretty good construct, and JJ's working on a new thing. Bob, it's just going to curl your teeth. It is the beyond the bomb. He's getting good. He's practiced at this now. Either that or you're leaking like a sieve and they're getting more information than usual.
Right. Now, you know, James Joyce made this coming forth by day the main theme of Finnegan's Wake Herald. You know, H.C. is having a nightmare all through the night, and by the end of the day, the end of the nightmare, day comes forth, the dawn. So he took it literally, not day is dead, day is living, and night is dead people, though Joyce would
include
those.
Thing, it makes it awake. That's why he makes it awake, that you're sitting up with the dead in the daytime.
Ah, okay.
You know, Sherry on the chat is clipping and putting the sections that we're reading as we're reading them.
Good.
Oh, that's nice. Jack LaLanne will like that.
Yes, and Annie, who is one of the figures in the text, is posting.
Come on, let me go.
Honey.
Here begin the chapters of coming forth by day, and the songs of praising and glorifying, which are to be recited for coming forth, and for entering into Kirknetur, and the spells which are to be said in beautiful Amentet.
Amentet.
They shall be recited on the day of the funeral, entering in after coming forth. All those words are in capitals, so we are flying. Flying.
Beginning. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Continuing. The Osiris Annie, the Osiris the scribe Annie saith, homage to thee, O bull of Amaket. Thoth, the king of eternity, is with me.
Now, Carol, Ian said that I was Thoth. So this is about me.
And there's no capital on king or eternity. So Thoth, the king of eternity, is with me. I am the great God, no capitals, by the side of the divine boat. I have fought for thee. I am one of those gods, those divine chiefs, who prove the truth-speaking, no capitals, of Osiris before his enemies on the day of the weighing of words. Now, I like that, weighing words.
Mm-hmm.
Words,
show
the importance of words. Can you comment on that, Ion?
True. It's the referencing of the conditions between the levels. Remember the ferryman that you got to pay the toll to get to the place of the dead, and you got to pay your toll once you die to ride to have
on
a
the
peaceful
river
thing.
It's the river Styx, S-T-Y-X.
Yeah.
I just remembered that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Referencing the differences between the levels. Continue.
The kingdoms, and the kingdom of the life and the kingdom of the dead.
As opposed to realms and dimensions and worlds.
And kingdoms, and kingdoms.
Is that part of the three kingdoms?
It is.
But this is a boast of a little man, Carol. It's all
fallen. Yeah, it is, because it's all about dead people.
Yeah, they didn't make it. Right?
Well, this is what this book is supposed to help.
Help.
So let's see how it goes.
Right. Continuing. I am thy oarsman, Osiris. I am one of those gods who were the children of the goddess Nut, who hacked in pieces the enemies of Osiris and who bound in fetters.
Oh, that's just like Karen. It's like Karen, she'd chop your head off with the sharpest machete in the shed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
machete
bet.
In the shed.
The enemies of Bob.
The enemies of Bob. Mm-hmm.
And who bound in fetters the legion of Sebao devils on his behalf. Legion of Sebao devils, What's a SIBO devil?
It's a lower level, not like a cherub. It's not like of an angel. It's more of a demonic position. So he's a lower caste of hell.
Mm. You mean like gargoyle?
Worse than a gargoyle. A gargoyle would be able to be seen.
Mm. Mm-hmm. These aren't seen.
Legion of Sabus would destroy your house. They'd be like the termites of the kingdom. They'd come eat your house up, and you don't even know
what happened. And they're not seen. You're emphasizing they're not seen.
Typically they are not seen. They're like footmen.
So what humans created these things? You know, humans created everything.
Little
what
ones?
Motive made
little
this?
Ones?
Little people?
But you got to have a place to go back to. This is trying to get you back home. Otherwise,
right,
why would you
what created
seen?
The Seabout Devils? What kind of human, what kind of little person would do that?
The kind that was trying to say, the same one that would make pronounce that it, in order for it to heal, it has to hurt. That one.
Okay, yeah.
Contrast.
They think contrast is necessary.
Something to fear, you know, some problem.
Not the natural ebb and flow. Just something that has
to be implemented. It depends on your perspective. To see some people that suffer from arachnophobia, a spider walking through their house, they could have a heart attack and die just because they're scared of a bug.
And why do you bring that up? How does that relate to the little...
Because you're making reference of, you're making reference like this is just the stride of life and what you figure out and how you calculate. And we go, no. Everybody individually is in this juxtaposed position that's created from their juxtaposed position. So someone in your high fucking seat of almightiness, you're really not going to give much credence or gnashing of teeth of somebody having to live a fucked up life and figure out how they're going to get their rent monies and figure out how they're going to pay the piper his due and get their windows clean so people don't talk about them behind their back and watch who they're sleeping with so they don't drag home vulgar diseases that they can't explain. You know, you don't
yeah,
have
that's
that
like Rat Driscoll, Carol. Rat Driscoll, I played ball hockey with. Very good ball hockey player.
So, a needle pulling thread. You're making this reference of an empirical position from a very high posted position,
yes.
Which is wonderful. But this
I got the most valuable player award as a top scorer that year.
That's fine. That's fine, but you're on a team where everybody gets a trophy.
No, not in our team, but I couldn't have done it without Rat Driscoll. He was a good player. He got a lot of assists.
That was a good rub. You remember the little soccer players when the 3-year-olds play in America, they win or lose, they all get a trophy. It's like that, but.